We're doing a special class on a piece in from Rav Kook, Orot HaKodesh, Gimel, the third volume of Orot HaKodesh, page 140. And we begin, Va'ani betoch ha'gola. And I am in exile. And Rav Kook will discuss with us the concept of exile. Rav Kook will teach us to read this verse a little differently. Instead of, I am in exile, I am in exile. The I, who I am, is in exile. Ha'ani ha'pnimi, the inner me, eino mitgale la'adam, is not revealed to man, rak lefi midat ha'tara v'kedusha shelo, only in accordance with man's purity and holiness. You want to know who you are? You want to discover yourself? The holier and more pure a person is, the more it is revealed to him who he himself is. Lefi hamida sheba haneshama meira ba'adam. In accordance with the shine of one's soul, that's how much his self is revealed. How much does a person's neshama shine? How much does a person live up to the ideals of purity and holiness? This will define how much he knows who he himself is. Cheta Adam HaRishon, the original transgression of man, the first sin, Bekach Shehitnakir Le'atzmo, was in Adam becoming estranged from himself. Bekach Shekshiv Le'da'ato Shel HaNachash, Adam was willing to listen to the serpent, Ve'ibed Et Kolo HaPnimi, so he lost his inner voice. Man's inner voice, his inner self, will guide him to the right place. But man did not listen to his inner self. Chata, when did Adam sin? Kshelo yada lashiv tshuva brura lasheila ayeka. When Adam lost the knowledge, he did not know how to answer the question, where are you? When Hashem shows up after Adam has transgressed and Hashem asks him, Ayeka, where are you? Hashem is not asking him a question in an attempt to hear an answer. Hashem is asking him a question to explain to Adam where he is. Hashem is asking him, where are you? So that Adam will notice, I don't know where I am. Where is the inner me? Who am I? When I'm not sure, when I don't have clear direction, when I don't have a clear vision, when I don't have purity, holiness, when I don't have a soul that radiates, so I don't know who I am, well, that's where problems begin in life. That's where Adam is willing to go after the Nachash. Chet Am Yisrael. How did the Jewish people sin? Kshalach acharei el zar. They went after a foreign god. They're willing to bow down to an eagle. Why? They forgot their own essence. What does it mean to be Am Yisrael? We are the people of Hashem. What are we doing going after an egel? Ah, if you lose your identity, you could go everywhere.
How did Adam lose it? He was over here such a short time. Nobody other influence.
Let's hear. Chata ha-levana. When did the moon transgress? Rav Kook is taking us through the global transgressions. We know the first sin of man, we know the great sin of the Jewish people with the golden calf, and we know the first sin in the world where the moon comes to God and says, how could you have two leaders here, me and the sun? How did the moon sin? Kshekinah b'shemesh. When it was jealous of the sun, ibda et simchat chelka. The moon lost the happiness it should have had with its own lot, because the moon was busy comparing itself with someone else. It lost its self-identity. When I'm busy thinking, how do I compare to him? Then I am not me. I've lost my own identity. And so the world goes on. And the world is drowning as each individual loses their own identity, shel haprat v'shel haklal, the identity of the individual the identity of the congregation. Ba'im mechanchim melumadim. Along come educated teachers. Mistaklim b'chitzoniyut. And they see the external. They see the outside of the person. Misichim de'a gam him min ha'ani. And then they also lose focus of who is standing before them. Who is that person? Is it that person who's standing before me who is dressed in a shabby way, who has a t-shirt that's yelling, "I want you dead"? Is that what I see when I look at him? Umosifin teven alam dura. And when an educator, even though he is learned, sees the external, so then they are adding hay to the fire. Mashkim et atzmiim b'chometz. The student comes in and he's thirsty, and they give him to drink vinegar. Mefatmim et amochot ve'et alevavot b'chol ma shehu chutz mehem. And they end up fattening the minds and the hearts with things that are external to who they themselves are. Ve'ha'ani holech u'mishtakach. And then the identity of man, person's own self, goes and gets forgotten. Vekevan she'en ani, and if there is no real identity of who am I, and who, there is no him, there is no God. I can serve Hashem when I know who I am. When I am lost and I am busy looking at how I compare and how people look at me and how does this affect other people. When all I'm thinking about is my external identity, I'm not focused on who I am, so then he doesn't exist, the Holy One be he. Vivadai vivadai she'enata. And certainly you don't exist. The fellow man for sure doesn't exist. He exists in so much I'm adding, in so much as I need him to fill that void, which is really a vacuum, that lack of self-identity of who I am. So
you learn to deal with people great, but you don't relate to people. You don't relate to them as godly beings. It's parts of the Elohim. It's, you know, how can I get by with that? How can I?
Rav Kook is starting with me.
Yeah.
He moves on to the educator in helping the students see who he is.
And
who is he?
What happens often, they pour vinegar. They hay on the fire. They remove him even further from himself, unfortunately. It's not done right.
And now you right away noticed that this piece of Rav Kook is predicated on such a beautiful view of humanity. That deep down inside, there's something pure and holy and correct, a light that's ready to shine. Rav Kook says, if we go back to the beginning, Va'ani betoch hagola. It is the I that is in exile. Not I am in exile. My identity is in exile. That is what leads to exile. And I want to suggest, the reason I wanted to learn this now as we enter the period of the 3 weeks, is that this is part of recognizing how we rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. When we can have an identity, when I can know who I am and what my job is, so then I can live up to that, I can be more accepting of others, we can have Ahavat Chinam, I can understand that I have a Creator, I have obligations to Him, and all that works together as a great symphony in the moving forward and the advancement of the world.